You know, Confucius, the founder of Confucianism, he says, love one another. Well, if that doesn't work, he says, just interchange the last two words. That means love another one. Did you know that marriage is a three-ring circus? Engagement ring, wedding ring, and suffering. Yes, my friends, when we read the Ten Commandments, it adds at the end of that, and these can be summarized in two commandments. That is, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And you must love your neighbor as yourself. The official catechism of the Catholic Church, which published in 1993, that groups the Ten Commandments in two sections, referring to the love of God and to the love of neighbor. So we can group the Ten Commandments in the two tablets of Moses. The first tablet containing the three commandments, that is about the love of God, and the second tablet bearing the seven commandments concerning the love of neighbor. Today we may add to this third part about Jesus' commandment of love, which we read in today's reading. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you." It is no more love your neighbor as you love yourself, but love one another as I love you. As I love myself, that is a criterion from the Hebrew scriptures, could be a necessary standard to build a global humanistic ethics. Love others yourself, or do to no one what you would not want done to you. This is a fundamental to the teachings of all the world religions and is found in the folklore of many cultures across the globe. This is called the Golden Rule. In fact, the Parliament of World Religions have signed a declaration towards a global ethic based on the Golden Rule. But this is not sufficient to build Christian love. Jesus is inviting us, love one another as I have loved you. This is not just a rule, but a program of our life. This new commandment is found only in the Gospel of John. John repeats it twice in the farewell discourse of Jesus. After having washed the feet of his apostles, including those of Judas, and having shared his bread with Judas, he would be a traitor, Jesus says for the first time, "I give you a new commandment, love one another. You must love one another just as I have loved you." In chapter 14 of John's Gospel, Jesus goes on to talk about his relationship with the Father, into which we are also invited to abide. Then he says, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. And then love one another as I have loved you." He talks about an intimate relationship with him, a friendship. He talks about giving one's life for friends. What more we need? Jesus lays down his own life for his friends. After Jesus had taken the wine on the cross, he said, "It is fulfilled." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Now, this is more profound than the Golden Rule. It is even more than just being a good person. It may be easier to follow the Golden Rule. I might want to succeed in life, so I push others also to succeed in life, even if that means being harsh with them. I might have come up in my life the hard way, so I push others to work hard as well. I may be very self-disciplined, so I demand discipline from others, all for their good, all with good intention, and we call this love. On the other hand, the new commandment calls for something deeper. It cannot be simplified in some set of rules. John again writes in his epistles, as we heard in the second reading of today, "Let us love one another, since love comes from God, and everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God." So what can we do? It is in the realm of being. It is not our love for God, but just contemplating God's love for us. So we could be open to the love of God made visible in Jesus. We exercise our free will to be available to the God in Jesus who wants to commune with us. We just want to be there. If this is the sole purpose of our prayer, liturgical celebrations, sacraments that we celebrate, by our good activities and our Christian life, then one day we will learn to love. This is indeed the program of our Christian life.